All right, our next panel, the panel between you and lunch, has some heavy hitters talking about contracts. It's titled Commercial Contracts and the Most Heavily Litigated Provisions. We have two people on our panel. Keith Witek is currently the Chief Operating Officer of TensTorrent, leading operations, legal, HR, finance, facilities, compliance, licensing, and other functions.
It's exhausting.
It's a lot. In addition, Keith has a passion for entrepreneurship and sits on the board of Starting Block Madison and helps entrepreneurs build innovative companies in the Midwest and turn their ideas into real business. He's been an adjunct professor at UT, published several papers, and spoken on various IP, business development, and contract-related topics around the world. He also is an inventor with 30 or so U.S. patents. Vineet Bhatia, he's co-managing partner at Sussman Godfrey. He's a seasoned first chair commercial trial lawyer with nearly 30 years of experience handling a wide variety of complex, high-stakes disputes for plaintiffs and defendants. He's tried over 25 cases to verdict or arbitration decision and has led dozens more that are resolved successfully. He's been hired to try lawsuits for numerous Fortune 500 companies across the country. His cases touch on a diverse cross-section of legal areas, from antitrust to breach of contract, fraud, theft of trade secrets, and patent infringement. He's also handled arbitrations in London and many insurance coverage disputes. So with that, I'll turn it over to this panel.
Thanks. Thank you, sir.
Morning.
Morning. I feel really underdressed. You look great.
Oh, I had a hearing.
This is why I never went into litigation. I can't afford the wardrobe.
You know, I was gonna throw away this presentation and regale you with our firm's efforts in the Dominion case. We were lead counsel against Fox, and we've got some great stories to tell. Hopefully, you'll still enjoy it no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on. But I was told I couldn't change it, so I'm sorry. We'll have to bore you with contract disputes. And you'll have to leave to another day how we deposed Rupert Murdoch and squeezed $787 million out of the Fox empire.
If we see people nodding off, just jump into Dominion real quick.
Got it.
We'll wake them all up. All right. So what we're going to talk about is contract clauses that basically cause a lot of contention, get you in trouble, make for unhappy parties in an agreement. And what can you do to try to avoid that? Some good practices to try to not get into court with some of these clauses and contract constructs. So I won't read these, but the top like 9 points are in order what Vineet and I will talk about. I don't give us much of a chance of getting through all 9. I don't know. We'll see. We'll get as far as we can. If you guys do have questions, throw some out. We'll take them if we have time, but we're going to get through these 9 topics. There's some honorable mention. Force majeure was an interesting one over the last 3 years of COVID and everything that happened. So maybe we can take a few seconds at the end to talk about a few of these clauses that may be interesting in the honorable mention space.
Yeah, and I think it's worth, we were going to do a little more on force majeure in part, and I don't know everyone's background, you have mine, but if you are working in oil and gas, if you're in the energy space, many of you have probably encountered force majeure issues in connection with Winter Storm Uri, the disruption of gas. It's resulted in billions of dollars of claims working through the Texas courts. And I wanted to speak a little more on it, but our firm is litigating a lot of these cases actively, and there are some points I can touch on. But, we're going to get through these clauses, but I do want to just say that I asked my partners, so what are the clauses that are most likely to get you into trouble? And the kind of answer from Harry Sussman, who's a UT grad, was, it's any clause that ends up in litigation, right? I mean, it's hard to kind of predict, because if you're in litigation over a contract clause, it means there's some point that your counterparty or both parties don't agree on. And what you often find, which is hard to predict at that moment in time, but you can kind of see it when you look backwards, is the disputes that arise that repeat themselves are often involve cases where the parties failed to allocate the risk of loss in the contract in a way that they both understood.